If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, something is about to change in Montreal, something that hasn't changed for years, actually. So I learned that our area codes, 514 and 438 here in Montreal, are going to be exhausted by the year 2024. So they had to start looking ahead.
So all those numbers that could be pertaining to 514, they'd all be used up.
514 and 438. Yeah. Exactly. By 2024, they're going to be all gone. So they had to implement a new area code, which is exactly what they're doing. Are you ready for the numbers, the three numbers?
Oh, I hope it's a good one.
Okay. They never feel good. They never feel good at first. 263.
263? How do they come up with these numbers? I'd be curious to know.
I guess they'd have to look at what other numbers are being used across the country and process of elimination. But 263 is going to be an additional area code for the island of Montreal. And they said they've already begun implementing that, actually.
Nothing rolls off the tongue like 263.
Why do we always get so offended when these change? We're just so used to the same thing.
We don't like change. I don't know if this is going to happen in Montreal. I know in other cities, in Toronto, this happens. If you have an original number, so I guess a 514 area code, people sell those numbers for a lot of money.
And it's major bragging rights. I don't know that people are selling them here because 514 is the OG here.
Yeah.
And I don't know that people are selling them, but you judge a little bit. Like I've been at dinner meetings when somebody's like, oh, you have a 450, you have a 438. And you could see that people are judging. But the thing is, we live in a time right now where it really doesn't matter what your area code is anymore. It doesn't say anything. No. I've had my area code for years and I've lived all over the country with it. Lived on the West East Coast and it really doesn't say anything about me anymore. Like there was a time when your area code said a lot about you.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if because with the 438, there's some that you have to dial one before, some without. I'm not sure if the 263 falls under the same category or if they're all just 1263 or just 263. But it's like having two area codes in one because when you're dialing a number like that, you're kind of guessing off the bat, right?
Okay. Well, Sam has some stressful
already worried.
I remember as a kid, there weren't even any area codes.
I don't think we're there yet. Yeah. There were always area codes, but we didn't need to use them. You only needed to use them when you were really far away. You didn't have to use them when you were in that area, right?
You know, it's called free long distance calling. That's what like every cell provider has now, right? Yeah. So like you said, Nikki, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, the 514 is still, I'm still pretty proud of my 514. Let me
tell
you.
Is that what you have?
Yes, I have a 514.
See, I don't know what you have. It's programmed into my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't
buy it off your number.
$800. $800 for my 514.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Do you think the average person would prefer to get their 15 minutes of fame or to get something for free? Okay, so what do you think? Do people want their 15 minutes of fame these days or do they want something for free?
Depends what's for free, but I'll take the free stuff,
So to be contrarian, I'll say 15 minutes of fame.
You think people want their 15 minutes of fame? Well, we were just talking about this guy who stood up on a plane from Toronto to Jamaica and told everybody he had coronavirus, which wasn't true. He clearly wanted his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, he said he wanted to go viral or something.
Yeah, I mean,
like
he has.
Idiot.
He has gone viral.
Yeah, true.
He also can't fly for 20 years.
Good.
But I feel like for years and years, people would do just about anything to get something for free. And now the 15 minutes sort of has turned into that. But in a way, once you get your 15 minutes, you get things for free because people want to give you things
they
for free.
They go hand in hand.
You're an influencer.
Yeah.
Look at this. A man in Utah facing criminal charges after he released rodents in multiple different hotel rooms in order to get the room for free.
What?
He admitted that he frees mice and hamsters in all these various hotel rooms, complains about the critters, and then he just enjoys the room at no cost. He puts his foot up. He's no longer worried about it because he knows where they came from. He knows there aren't actual like hamsters and mice running around.
It sounds very sick, but I'm surprised that more people don't do this.
What?
Because hotels are very expensive, and all you have to do really is just take a picture of a mouse in your hotel room, and all of a sudden, boom, a $400 room is free.
That's true, yeah.
You know?
Bad press. Nobody wants it.
I'm not encouraging this, but I'm just thinking of like for high ticket items like this.
You have to worry about having a mouse though. You know, a couple of nights ago, actually, I ordered from one of those food delivery services, ordered a gluten-free sandwich. Mm-hmm. They didn't deliver it on gluten-free bread. So I called them and I said, look, this is what happened. It's not a big deal. There's way worse things happening in the world right now, but like, what can we do about it basically? And they said, we're going to need you to send us an email with three photos of the sandwich from the email address that you used to sign up. Blah, blah, blah. blah, blah, going on and on. I was like, seriously, how much work do people put into getting a $12 sandwich for free?
Apparently a lot.
Apparently a lot.
Three photos worth.
It didn't even seem worth it anymore. And I'm like, I had already paid for their mistake.
The guy with the mouse. So he sets the mouse or the hamster or whatever, yes. the rat free. Does he set it free or does he take a picture of it and then put it back in its little cage that he brought it with?
Pet. He probably just has it lounge around.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I hope. It also, animal cruelty. Like, what is happening to these animals afterwards?
Well, if he's just letting the animal roam free in a hotel, then he's probably given it a pretty sweet life. It's going to be in a hotel. It's going to go from room to room, get room service.
If he's not getting room service. But what does he do afterwards? I'm sure he doesn't just, like, live with them in there.
I would hope. Yeah, that'd be freaky, too.
My point is, people will apparently go, like, out of their way to get a free sandwich or get a hotel room, and it blows my mind every single time to see just how far people will go.
Really far.
I go far, just not that far.
There's no such thing as wild hamsters, are there?
I don't know.
Why do they believe him? Why did they believe him that there were actual wild hamsters running around his hotel room?
Like, he takes a picture of a hamster on a wheel and says, I found a wild hamster in my hotel room.
Could have been a groundhog. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So many questions. Anyway, criminal charges for him. Criminal charges for coronavirus guy as well. So nobody's putting up with your pranks anymore.
He got them for free, though, didn't he?
He did.
There you go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
When does a kiss on the lips become kind of disgusting? You can text us this morning, 92925. So we're talking about kissing on the lips and when it sort of crosses that line and when it's a little bit disgusting. Here's a question. Is it disgusting when it is a 19-year-old granddaughter and her grandfather?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, nobody wants to see that happening.
We know what you think. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden gave his 19-year-old granddaughter a kiss on the lips during a campaign rally in Iowa this weekend. Cue Twitter freaking out.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, we don't know if this is commonplace for them, if this is something that they practice. I mean,
we've
seen
it before, though, with them.
Yeah, with Joe Biden.
Yeah. With Joe Biden and his granddaughter. So I would assume it's just normal in their family.
You know, in this day and age of memes, and especially when you're on a presidential run, I don't know why you would set yourself up for this. I mean, even if it was well intended, it just irks you. You watch it, and there's something that just doesn't sit quite right with them. You know, you hear a lot of parents that do practice the whole kissing on the lips when they're younger, but that has to stop at a certain age. And I'm saying 19 is definitely way too old.
It's cultural, though. You're just, like, completely leaving out the idea of different cultures believing in different things, which is a fact. A lot of European cultures actually do kiss on the lips under
common.
Adulthood.
Yeah, I think some families, I think they're more touchy-feely than others. I know families that are total opposite end of the spectrum, and they don't embrace in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. I mean, for me, it's not something that I would do.
You don't kiss your mom on the lips?
No, I don't, but I'm not grossed out
would
by
you?
It. I wouldn't, but if it was my grandmother and it was something that she did commonly, I wouldn't find it as weird as kissing my mom or my dad on the lips. When it's a grandparent, I think it's a little bit different. And who am I to judge how other families interact?
You think it's different if it's a grandparent versus a parent?
Yes.
I don't see why.
I do.
How?
I don't know. When it's a grandparent, you're just more touchy-feely and there's more of an embrace with them. I would sit on my grandfather's lap when I was a kid.
Okay.
Never did that with my father. It was just, you know.
See, that's the thing where families are different. Like, that is different to me, that you would be, like, show more affection with a grandparent.
Really?
Over a parent. Yeah, it's in my family, it would be the same. Like, my mom, my grandmother, my
grandparents.
Yeah, it wouldn't be any different.
Growing up, I know your mom's, like, very open. Did you kiss your mom on the lips growing up?
Was
there any of that?
We weren't. We didn't. I don't even think as babies, honestly, we kissed on the lips. That being said, when I saw this, because I saw the video of Joe Biden kissing his 19-year-old granddaughter on the lips, and I would be lying if there wasn't a part of me that was like, oh, that just happened. It stuck out in my brain. Mm-hmm. It stuck out in my mind. But I immediately thought about the fact that maybe there's something wrong with me. Do you know what I mean? This is obviously very normal to them.
Mm-hmm. Did you find it gross?
I can't say that I found it gross necessarily. No, not necessarily.
Jarring.
These are all your words, Sam. These are the words you described it as. It seemed a bit abnormal to me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Abnormal, mm-hmm. I would say, you know? And then I was like, that's really probably more my issue than it is their issue.
Yeah, I think just because other people were uncomfortable with how they interact as a family doesn't mean that they should change how they're, you know, he's a family man. He's not going to change his ways and how he interacts with his granddaughters because some people can't handle it.
We've seen this come up before. It's come up with Hillary Duff and her four-year-old, her right. four-year-old son. Is that such an issue for you also?
Not really, no. I mean, experts are saying that apparently the age is at 5 years old when you should stop kissing your kids on
what
the lips.
What experts? You saw one article.
Associate professor of psychology
okay,
at
that's
UCLA.
One person. Don't say experts say. One person.
I got caught in a lip smooch once with my parents, with my mom when I was 9 years old. She was so ecstatic. I got an A plus on a test and she never thought it was possible. So she came in, caught me off guard with a kiss on the lips. It was so gross. And
That's because it wasn't normal for your mom.
That's right. So it was a one-time thing, but it was enough to know, like, all right, I mean, I'm sure it works for some families, but it doesn't really
sit
well.
So you're saying, like, only in a relationship should you be kissing someone else on the lips?
Yeah.
Only. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other.
It's a slippery slope.
What about your daughter? What about your daughter, you know, 5, 6, 7 years from now? Are you going to stop kissing her on the lips?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You probably won't even start in the first place. Oh,
yeah, well, that's it.
I don't think you will, but I don't. Like, we didn't kiss babies on the lips in my family.
No, we
kissed the cheeks. A lot of cheek kissing.
That's it.
But it was on the cheeks. That was just in my family, though.
Mm-hmm. We kissed on the lips, babies on the lips, and then there was a certain age you stopped, but it was
what age is that?
I don't know. I mean, I guess probably when I was, I don't know, but 4 or 5, maybe the expert was right there after all.
4 or 5 on your wedding day?
Yes. We got a lot of texts that says that that's what they do in their families, though. This text says, we always kissed on the lips at home when I was growing up, and we thought nothing of it. We're French-Canadian, though, and I don't know if that makes a difference or not.
I think it can be cultural, and it's just different based on every family, too.
And the earlier you start, the more used to it you are as you get older as well. I got a text here. I kiss my 9-year-old daughter on the lips when I kiss her goodnight, but when we're in public or there are other people around, she gives me her cheek. She's old enough to decide what kind of kiss she wants.
Yeah.
If she's old enough to decide what kiss she wants, she's probably too old for a kiss on the lips, no?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. Not if she wants
she's
it.
9 years old. Wait, when she's 16, she won't let them look at her in public. Don't look at me, let alone kiss me.
Right.
All right, MJ is on the line. MJ, what do you think about Joe Biden kissing his 19-year-old granddaughter on the lips?
It's a bit awkward. She's too old. Definitely too old. Welcome back, Nikki. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. So you're saying 19 years old, way too old to be kissing your grandfather on the lips.
Yeah, way too old. Yes, you said it. It's could be cultural, but yeah, too old.
Were you grossed out by it, MJ?
No. It stands out in my mind, like Nikki, but not grossed out. I kiss my daughters on the lips all the time.
How old are they?
1.5 and 2.5.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're babies. So
you'll stop.
You tell me what age it's. I'll stop. Tell me when.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, apparently Sam says experts, a.k.a. one little article that he wrote, said 5 years old.
Yes.
5 years old.
5, perfect. Taking notes.
Thank you, MJ.
All right. Welcome back.
Thanks again. This text says that our premier kissed his sister on the lips right after he got elected. I didn't see that. Anybody see that happen?
Well, he was very excited. He just got elected premier of the province.
Okay, so Andy, you seem very unoffended by the Joe Biden thing. Uh-huh. You're kind of like, okay, we don't do it, but whatever. It doesn't really offend me that much.
Yeah.
Do you kiss your sister? Are you going there? Yeah, on the lips.
Would that be
the weirdest of all for you?
It would be. I don't know who would be weirder for her or me.
Okay.
The people watching.
Yeah, everybody watching.
There you go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.